Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Thursday, November 15, 2016, and it is time once again for the podcast of Alternative Podcasts, the way that you listen to podcasts, Living Loud Nation. I am your host, Rob Smirnoff, and for the next 30 minutes or so, depending on how long I feel like I need to go, we're going to cover a variety of topics tonight. This is going to be a solo show, conspicuous by their absence. C.J. Glickman and Jim Davis are unavailable to be with us tonight, but if you would like to call in to speak with me, the number is, and I'll put it on the status, 347-989-1048. That again is 347-989-1048. I am going to send this out to a couple of people who may want to call in and talk to me regarding the show. I figured that we would talk about SmackDown first. I won't go line for line as far as the results, but we can definitely talk about the show. Alright, so my invite's out. Let me get my train of thought here together. So the 900th edition of SmackDown started out with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon hyping up the show. The first match was Dolph Ziggler defending the Intercontinental Championship against The Miz. It was a good back-and-forth match. Maurice got involved, and The Miz has won his, I believe they said, his sixth Intercontinental title. So it makes me think that Dolph is probably on his way out of the company. And being on his way out of the company, he may be taking up movies and acting and things of that nature. Lesa Bliss was complaining about how she should get a women's title rematch. Bryan said that she would have to focus on the Survivor Series. Natalya gave a pep talk to Alexa with her whistle. The next match I really don't care about. We had Kalisto going up against One Lorcan. Kalisto got the match, and he won the match very quickly. I hope they don't put the Cruiserweight title in this guy. I really don't. I hate Kalisto. In fact, he's kind of a shit starter and a backstage shit starter like Sin Cara. And hopefully they will do something about trying to get him off the roster. He's a poor man's Rey Mysterio. We go in, Carmella and Nikki Bella had a match until Team Raw women jumped in and the SmackDown women made the save and fought off the Raw team. They kept hyping up the Brock Lesnar Goldberg match. King Booker made his return when he was talking to the tag team for SmackDown. So that was like the highlight of the night for me. Tony Chimo introduced Edge, and Edge brought out the SmackDown team for Raw. And it was kind of some going back and forth. And The Undertaker came out there and said that if anyone fails from SmackDown, they will have a reason to fear him. So it was good to see Edge. He had the man beard going, grew his hair back out. Undertaker, same thing, he's looking good. So we'll see what happens. Let's get into some politics. Some articles up on ever since Trump won the election. Four Austin commuters arrested for attacking Trump supporters. I'm on Infowars.com, the most reliable site on the internet today. And I'm actually with some other business. I need to try to get in touch with them. Here's an article proof that Trump protests utilizing paid professional protesters financed by George Soros. Investigative report shows off proof of Soros funding protests. Doesn't really surprise me. Post-election poll, 69% of voters don't believe news media are honest and truthful. All right. Loving liberals call for assassination of Trump. That's interesting. Let's see what else we have here. Drunk driver blames on Trump. They've been having all of these Trump rallies, and they've been having all of these protests because of Trump being the president. And I mean, they had one last Thursday here in town in Dallas, and I mean, there was no way in hell I was going to be a part of that. One of my former friends and slash coworkers told me a story that in the name of Donald Trump, her daughter got assaulted and raped. That was what it was told to me, and she didn't really go into detail as to exactly what happened, but then she told me that she got attacked as well. So I'm thinking that she was part of that rally downtown, and some shit went off, and some shit popped off, and maybe she's spinning the story to make herself save face. Maybe she's spinning the story to play the victim card role, because, you know, most women like to play that victim card role, which is something that I cannot stand. I guess enough about politics. I want to talk about something that is near and dear to me, since I had brushed, I will say that I had brushed with the law, or almost brushed with the law, three times today. And I'm going to tell you guys, the Ozil Nation, the Living Loud Nation audience, what exactly has gone on and why my mental state of mind is not exactly where it should be right now. So with that being said, let me go ahead and start off by saying this. The views and the points that I'm about to make are my own opinion and the truth. And I truly believe that the truth will set you free. So let's segue into what's been going on with me. I was wrongfully terminated from my last employer, whose name I will not mention, and had the best paycheck that I ever made, the most money I ever made, back in June of 2016. So I hired an attorney because I was trying to get 6 months of pay, and I was trying to get my personal belongings and PTO that I had built up and things of that nature, and the company just wasn't trying to hear it. So after my attorney ceremoniously parted ways with me, I got the idea that I would continue to what they consider harassment, which I call following up with emails. And in the emails, they would be 2 to 5 a day or something like that. But I was sending emails to my congressman's office, my senator's office, the Texas Workforce Commission, Civil Rights Division, and the CEO, HR, and legal for my former employer. And on one of the emails that I sent, I made mention of basically telling them to go fuck themselves and that they can burn to hell. I was in a pissed off mood and a pissed off state. And I have my ADHD to blame for that because of the impulsivity that it eradicates. It's like a drug, if you will. You know, when you get addicted to a drug and you can't help yourself, you can't stop yourself, you tend to do things that are not rational, logical, reasonable, and you just say a lot of bad things. I mean, I've said a lot of bad things about my family, which if they listen to, I apologize, but some of the stuff that I do say is true about my family because, you know, for one, they move me out, they tell me about things last minute, then if there's a family event coming up, then they expect me to just drop whatever I'm doing to make plans for them to, you know, have a feast of fire, so to speak, but they expect me to just stop whatever I'm doing and make plans for them. And there's no secret, I made it very clear as to the sibling rivalry that's going on with one of my sisters and my brother. And as far as I'm concerned, I've said it once and I say it again publicly, my brother Eric is the biggest piece of shit that I've ever seen in my life. You know, this guy is a walking STD waiting to happen if he ain't already. He uses men for the money, the looks, and for sex. He doesn't take care of his own kids. God knows he's probably got 10 or 15 of them that we don't even know about. We know about two of them. And he doesn't even take care of those two. And one of them's 27 years old. And really doesn't give a shit about his dad. Well, if my dad was never there for me and he did some of the things that my mother does, then I'd feel the same way. The kids fucked up anyway, so that's just the way it is. But going back to the story about the job, I made a lot of phone calls and emails, and these sons of bitches didn't have any balls. They just did whatever it is they wanted to do, and they played it to me. Me on the outside looking in, phone calls not being returned, phone calls being ignored, emails not being returned. I felt like that they were racially discriminating against me and discriminating against me because of disabilities, because they were not responding. And they had a chance to go to mediation because they were tired against me because I thought they had the discrimination and do it. And when they found out about it a week later, the party. And by doing so, that's a form of retaliation. And the TWCCLD is got their thumbs to their asses right now, and I'm fucking doing anything. They've been absolutely jack shit for me. And it got to a point that we have gotten so excessive. Because all I wanted was somebody to ask to have some balls, if they could be a man in a grown-ass woman, or whoever was in on the case, then fucking was fine. It's not that hard. You type of fucking email and you see it, and you go with it. So they did not respond. But I get a call from the head of corporate security, and this fucking redneck piece of shit, maybe cocksucking motherfucker, besides that he is going to make a third person come out of Mr. Edmund, if you see him this, another email, a phone call, or whatever, then I'm going to put charges. I just came to get off the hill off the bed, got him on my shit to me,
As I said, my folks are Marines, and stuff is owed to me. If I don't have my shit within 24 hours, then I'm going to press charges. And I told the Dallas Police Department that, hey, look, this guy's making this towards me. I've tried everything that I can do to try to get my stuff back. This is not a remedial issue in the world. This is a criminal based issue, and I'm going to stress that enough. And I'm going to be, and I press charges to get over some of those bitches that stole that shit. Because my personal belongings are my personal belongings, and I still have it on the back. So that's a battle that I'm going to have to fight the right way. The second thing is I filed for a disability with Social Security Administration, and I got very aggravated and upset because they keep sending me these damn letters in the mail, and it's like they want to keep doing shit the other way. And I told them to stop sending me this shit in the mail. You know, they want me to go with my signs and everything. They want me to go get a back exam and x-ray in my back and do a psychological evaluation. And I said, okay. And they claim, this is what they claim. They claim that out of all the cases, as big as Dallas, Texas is, that they're doing one case that's like 28, 30 miles away. Yeah, I'm going to incur costs, gas, military car, and tolls. But they're a very reasonable basis. Oh, so I've been sending out letters to get in this for recognition. So it's supposed to be set up for tomorrow, it has been canceled, and now I may not get those in the office. So I finally got upset, but I said, look, I'm tired of this. You guys are discriminating, and I told them that if I get one more letter, I'll come down to Austin and we're going to talk about this. And then some of this is still up there, and they thought that I was making a threat towards the fucking police owner, and I never even mentioned his name, and I had to clarify that shit. So that's two directions. With the law, but I avoid it. The thing is, there's a car company that I love it. I'm a few months behind the payments, but it's an easy issue. They're talking about, oh, well, you're torn, you're a professional, you're used to paying. Well, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck that son of a bitch, John Lee. That's his name. If you didn't tell me about that, let me tell you that's going to be a top second. This man told me in the second conversation that we had that I told him that I had PTSD. And I said, you're a goddamn lie. I never told you no shit like that. I never once told you that I had PTSD. I've never been treated for it, never been diagnosed with it. And this motherfucker decided to say that shit. And I reported it to his boss. His boss didn't do shit about it. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. I mean, this whole conversation, hell, I posted online for y'all to listen to. I'm like, the same bitch made an allegation, a defamation of character. And if I sue, I'm going to sue him and the company. Piece of shit. I don't like him. I truly do hate him. And then when I said that to him, he's like, oh, you're making a threat. And I'm like, you stupid fucking politically correct dick in the booty ass illegal Asian motherfucker, you. Now, how did you get I hate him as a threat? I mean, never made no threats about something to shit out of him. Even though he probably did need his ass for a point good goddamn time. I never was threatened that motherfucker. I just said I don't like the motherfucker. I hate him. And I hate him in a strong fashion because of what he did. He said something that I told him, that I supposedly told him that I never said. And then when it came to the mental anguish panic attack situation, he said he wanted medical documentation. So I give this motherfucker medical documentation. And after he just said medical documentation, he just turns into wayside saying they had no men. So that motherfucker's going to live before us. And that motherfucker's going to be held accountable for what he did. number one, for defaming me by saying something that I said that I didn't say, and number two, for having my local documentation and then just throwing it to the wayside. So I get an email today basically saying that you're a professional and you're tone and you use profanity. Who gives a fuck? Hey, stop being, you're a grown fucking man. Have some fucking balls. And stop talking shit behind a fucking phone and a computer and say shit to me in my face. I ain't no bitch. I'm a grown fucking man. And I will fuck the shit out of one of these motherfuckers. It even got to that point. But no, he wants to sit there and talk about when we hired outside counsel. And I was running to him, and I said, well, this is going to be my last interview. Here's what I want. And I sent another email to the attorney. So we'll see what happens. But all these people fucking pull somebody and try to call law enforcement, I think they made it seriously because y'all gonna be some bitches over some damn email. Y'all could have blocked me, but you didn't do it. You motherfuckers over me. So I'm gonna have to play this the right way because there's no other way to play it. But I'm gonna have to play the game the way that these motherfuckers want the game to be played. And I'm really quick to snap on the motherfucker right now. After all the shit that I've gone through in the last 6 months, I've gained weight, my fucking blood pressure's high, my fucking, the means of making money is gone, and I'm just to the point now that I'm not going to tolerate any shit. And I'm just going to say what's on my mind, but apparently saying what's on my mind, it's not politically correct. And since it's not politically correct, it's a problem. And it's become a problem because we live in a world where there's too many blue pill simps that play the victim role, or they have this idea of, oh, well, there is me, Chris Archer, blah, blah, blah. And they'll talk all this bullshit, but the moment they know, you know, the fucker like me gets in their face. They want to call laws because you make it a territory. That used to be that they used to bully me because they had money, they would bully a motherfucker and they would have their ass whipped. One good ass whipping and one good slap will change your perception of what's important in your life. One goddamn slap is all it's going to take. And I'm about. If I didn't concern some friends and family about what was going on, I mean, I'm about to snap. I'm really about to snap and just slap the shit out of one of these motherfuckers. Because I'm just at that point. I'm at that point where I'm not going to tolerate no more of this bullshit. It's always a damn excuse about everything. They just can't get shit done right. Then my mom calls me and tells me, well, you need to listen to hear what people say. Listen to a bunch of bullshit. That's what you want me to do? Shoot them at $1.5 million cents? I listen to them. I hear what they got to say, but I ain't got to accept that shit. I ain't no bitch. You know, it's about to be a bitch. So, I'm going to say what I got to say, do what I got to do, and that's about that. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm not going to whip anybody's ass. It is pretty good to do that because some of these guys really want to be goddamn slack. And fuck them. Fuck them. If I'm going to tell you, I would do what I want to do with the disability because they're going to play games. Then fuck the motherfuckers that I come to fuck all the shit. I just need to get this shit out. And I'm going to hit up InfoWars.com and tell them about my story. Maybe we can expose the governors, the leaders, from stopping their tyranny and put them on the map and make them do what they're supposed to do in the first place. So it looks like I'm going to have to get some SRK and SRBs, if you will, and hit them hard with the evidence. Hit them hard with the truth. Because I said the truth tests in the African American way. Anyway,
that's my word. That's what's on my mind. I don't have anything else to say. Hey, man, we're in that thing. The very official company, copy, commercial, and the fans are very cheap. So, not bad, but they won't show up. I am watching, I thought it was the same thing. Living down motion, that may be the 15th, 2016. And let's go test, we need to arrive again. Stay tuned for the website, facebook.com/livingdownmotion.org. And we'll have here for the future. Thank you, God bless America. The God bless the United States of America.